بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq to sit in a gathering of hadith. And we were currently taking a break from our normal lessons of Riyadh al-Salihin to go through this very lengthy hadith from the Ahadith Qudsiyya, those ahadith which have been narrated directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum har itwar ko Riyadh al-Salihin ki dars hoti hai, lekin humne isse ek waqfa lekar ek hadith qudsi hai bahut mashhoor aur bahut zabardast, jiski maani aur jiska mafhoom bahut aham hai hamare liye. To is hadith ka sharah hum kar rahe hain. To inshallah we'll continue from where we stopped last week. So just to recap, this hadith is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this hadith, and he has narrated it directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, Ya ibadi, O my servants, eh mere bande, inni haramtu dhulma ala nafsi, I have made dhulm, oppression, haram upon myself. Maine apne upar zulm ko harar qarar di hai. حرام قرار دی ہیں. وجعلته بينكم محرما, and I have made it haram upon you as well. اور میں نے ظلم کو تم پر بھی حرام قرار دی ہیں, کہ ظلم حرام ہے, کسی کے لیے جائز نہیں ہے کہ کسی دوسرے کا جو ہے حق لوٹ لے. فلا تظالموا, so do not oppress each other, do not wrong each other, کسی دوسرے پر ظلم نہ کیا کرو. I know I'm mixing three languages is hard, جی, عربی, اردو, انگلش, you should add بنگالی as well. So the Bangladeshi people say, chalo, humara haq bhi ada ho gaya. But inshallah, what I'll do, I'll just do the translation, English, Urdu, and then I'll explain mainly in English. So our brothers who understand English say, I don't know what's happening here. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا, so do not oppress each other. Kisi dusre par zulm na kiya karo. يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ, all of you are misguided, إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُ, except for the one who I have guided. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي, seek hidayah from me, seek guidance from me, أَهْدِكُمْ, I will guide you. اے میرے بندے, تم سب کے سب گمراہی پر تھے, یا تم سب کے سب گمراہی پر ہو, سوائے وہ شخص جس کو میں نے ہدایت دی. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي, تم مجھ سے ہدایت طلب کیا کرو, أَهْدِكُمْ, میں تمہیں ہدایت دے دوں گا. يَا عِبَادِي, كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ, فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ, all of you are hungry, إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُ, except for the one who I feed. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي, ask food from me, أُطْعِمْكُمْ, I will feed you. This is where we stopped last week. Okay? This food, sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that food comes from me. Where do we see rizq? I was listening to one of the great scholars of Nizamuddin, Mawlana Ubaidullah sahab. وہ فرما رہے تھے کہ بھئی چاندنی رات میں اگر کوئی شخص تالاب کی طرف نظر کرے تو اس کو لگ رہا ہوگا کہ چاند تالاب کے اندر ہے. چاندنی رات پر جب فل مون, when the full moon is out and someone looks in a pond at night time, it looks like the moon is in the pond. You can see the entire full reflection of the moon in the pond. اگر کوئی مطلب a foolish person, if he thinks, you know what, the moon is in the pond and he goes into the pond, obviously he's going to drown, he's not going to find the moon. But from outside it seems that the moon is inside of the pond. So he said, similarly, inside of this dunya, we think that our rizq is coming from the job, Our rizq is coming from somebody has given me food, somebody has given me money, some, you know, whatever else we might find our rizq in our sustenance. We see in worldly things. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. That your rizq is in the sky. Your rizq is not even in the dunya. Your rizq is in the sky. Meaning in the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the decision of rizq. And it's going to come from there to you. So although you see it in there, your actual rizq is not there. This is just becoming a suburb of your rizq coming from the sky. So he gives a beautiful example. He said, on the moonlit night, you look inside of a, you look at a pond or at the sea. Talab, he used the word in Urdu, I think he translated as pond. You think the moon is inside of the pond, but it's not really there. So similarly, we see our sustenance coming from certain sources, our rizq, but it's not actually coming from there. Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your rizq is in the asman. Allah Ta'ala tumhe rizq asman se dete hain. Lekin tum rizq ko kaha? Sochte ho, samajhte ho, ke bhai ye peshe ke andar, kamai ke andar. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ne asman se tumhari rizq ko tumhare liye likha hai. Aur wahan se rizq aati hai. Mikail alayhi salam ki zimmedari kya hai? Char mashhoor farishton mein se Mikail alayhi salam. His job is rizq. To distribute the rizq. Allah Ta'ala has written ke kisko kya milne wali hai. Who is going to receive what amount? And Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam's job is to ensure that distribution happens fairly, in a fair manner. So rizq is from the sky. All of these things, Allah Ta'ala has made the decision. So we have to, so in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Kullukum ja'i'un, all of you us will be starving. You have no food, you've got no control over feeding yourself. I am the one who feed you. That worship me, I have not created you to feed me. Allah Ta'ala mentions, I am the one who feeds you, in the Qur'an. I am the one who feeds you. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي. Ask food from me and I will feed you. SubhanAllah, such a basic necessity of life. Lekin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this food, I give it. Don't ever think that it is coming from some other source apart from me. You're putting that morsel of food into your mouth, the basic things of life. You're putting that sip of drink into your mouth. Allah is giving, Allah is feeding, Allah is... So we should never do bi'adabi with the food. We should never disregard the food. We should never waste the food. We should never do israf, waste money on food. Throwing it in the bin without any conscience, without any bad feeling. That this rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm throwing it in the bin. This is the height of ingratitude and nashukri. Allah Ta'ala ne jo rizq mujhe di hai, wo main dustbin mein phenk raha hoon. So these big functions, weddings, walimas, masjid mein khana khilana, mashallah bhi to Ramzan mein humne thoda control, is pe thoda control hai. Wana to pehle ye hota tha, saathi soch rahe hain ke hum logon ko iftar khila rahe hain. Lekin iska jo hai, bahut bada hissa ye dustbin mein phenki ja rahi hai. So this is very, very important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, we have qadar of food. Qadr of food, qadr of wealth, qadr of clothes, qadr of everything. Allah Ta'ala has given it. Never ever feel, you know what, it's mine, I can do whatever I want with it. It's mine. Allah Ta'ala has given. Ya ibadi kullukum aarin illa man kasawtu. O my servants, kullukum aarin, you are all clothless. None of you have clothes. Illa man kasawtu, apart from the one who I have clothed. Fastaksuni aksukum. So ask clothes from me, I will clothe you. Ya mere bande. تم سب کے سب ننگے ہو تمہارے اوپر کپڑا نہیں ہے تمہارے بدن پر میں نے تمہیں کپڑوں سے نوازا ہے تو کپڑے کی ضرورت ہو تو مجھ سے طلب کرو میں تمہیں جو ہے پہناؤں گا تو اللہ تعالیٰ یہ بہت معمولی سی چیز کھانا کپڑا ہم سوچتے ہیں کہ بھئی یہ تو بس ہے ہمارے پاس لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری یقین کو اپنی طرف یقین کا مر اور رخ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف ہونی چاہیے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کھلاتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ پلاتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے کپڑے سے نوازا مکان سے نوازا بچوں سے نوازے اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ سب نعمتوں سے اللہ تعالیٰ ہی نے مجھے نوازا تو اگر اللہ تعالیٰ کسی چیز کو مجھ سے لے لی واپس تو مجھے جو ہے رنج و غم نہیں کرنی چاہیے مجھے شکوہ شکایت نہیں کرنی چاہیے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی دی ہوئی چیز تھی اللہ تعالیٰ نے واپس لے لی سو وی ہیو ٹو ہیو دس یقین کنوکشن All the blessings in my life come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So clothing, subhanallah, another basic necessity, another basic need. But last week, as I was mentioning in the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, Ya bani Adama, qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawatikum wa risha. O son of Adam, know that qad anzalna alaykum libasan. We are the ones who have made clothing descend upon you. What do you do with clothing?
Yuwari sawatikum, you cover your private parts, your satr, the part of your body that you are supposed to cover. For the male, the part of the body that the male has to cover is from the belly button to the knees, including the knees. Mard ki satr kya hai? Naaf se lekar, kya kehte hai isko? Ghutnon tak. Naaf se lekar ghutnon tak. Isko har waqt chupana lazmi hai. Agar koi akela ho, bathroom mein ho, phir bhi, زیادہ وقت کے لیے جو ہے اس حصے کو مطلب کھلا نہ رکھے. یہ ادب کے خلاف ہے. سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ان کی سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی حیا. When even when he was in the bathroom, he would sit in such a way that this area would not be exposed. We're in the bathroom, we think nobody's here, but still the pious people think Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allah Ta'ala's malaika, angels are there, the jinnat are there, so many other makhluq Allah has created that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden from us. We can't see them. So this is why it's very, very important. You know, concealing your aura. It's becoming such a trend now. People are wearing shorts. First the children were wearing, and now all the adults wearing shorts. So the clothing is going all the way till there. And no concern. Going swimming, wearing swimming trunks, which are even shorter than shorts. They're like boxers. I'm right, isn't it? Swimming trunks are so short. And they're going wearing these no haya, nothing. You have to feel that this is something which I need to conceal. Sharam. But we don't have sharam, be sharam. Walking around, yahan se lekar bilkul ye sab kuch wazeh hai, khula hai. Aur na isko sharam hai, na iske baap ko sharam hai ke baap isko kahe ke bhai thoda satr chupa. Nahi, nahi, baap dekhte hai ke bhai koi masla nahi hai. Ye holiday par hai. Holiday par sab kuch halal ho jati hai. Yeah, so it's very, very important that this is satr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has concealed this. Every single imam, all of the imams say that this part till the knees has to be covered. You cannot expose it. So don't make your own religion. I'm going to expose it, it doesn't matter. Or there's a rule when I'm at home and there's another one when I'm on holiday. Okay. And similarly for the women, the satr, when they are in front of males, they have to cover their entire body. The books of fiqh actually used to say, apart from their face, face and hands, they would say even the feet have to be covered. But we say, no, the feet can be exposed. The later books of fiqh mention the face, hands and feet can be exposed, but the rest of the body has to be covered. There's all of this now, hijab styles. So the hijab is here, all of this hair is hanging out there, and so I'm wearing a hijab. That's not hijab. Hijab is you cover the part that Allah tells you to cover, not the part you choose to cover. Hijab means chupana. Kis cheez ko chupaye? Jis hisse ko Allah Ta'ala ne hukam diya, irshad farmaya ki isko chupane ke liye. Nahi, main apna hijab khud ka jo hai iska usool mein khud apnata hu, khud banata hu. I am going to do my hijab in this way. What's this? This is baby hair. Baby hair, just sticks out, I can't do anything. Take it and cut it off. If it's going to stick out, cut it off. It's a stubborn hair, it's making you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make excuses for your hair. So this is why, sisters, we have to be very strict. Sisters, mothers listening, we can't allow ourselves to fall into the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala over something so silly. We're wearing hijab anyway, everybody knows we're Muslim anyway. Having two hairs sticking out is not going to increase us in our beauty. Rather, somebody is going to look and say, this person is making a mazak, a mockery of the hijab. The hijab is supposed to conceal you, cover you. Not that you cover it how you want and stick out a few hairs like from the side. This is why it's very, very important that we cover the satr in the way that Islam and Sharia have told us to cover satr. For the male, from the belly button to the knees, from the females, the entire body, apart from the face, hands and feet. Anyone who is ghair mahram, again, we become very relaxed. Ghair mahram, whether it's cousins, it's just a cousin brother, it's okay, my hair is out. Cousin brother is still ghair mahram. He is still ghair mahram. Therefore, you have to have the same meticulous approach and same very careful, cautious approach when it comes to your cousins, when it comes to other people who are not your blood relatives. Okay, in front of your brother, in front of your father, in front of your nephews, you can be relaxed, that's okay, in front of your uncles. But in front of ghair mahram, you have to be very cautious. Nowadays, it's hair and putting the hair out and colouring the hair and all of this, so many things are now customary. You have to take these things very seriously. Allah Ta'ala ke deen ko jo hai, we can't pick and choose. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. You're a Muslim, ab musalman ho, to kamil musalman bano, na ke naqis musalman. Don't be a part-time Muslim, be a full-time Muslim, be a complete Muslim. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya bani adama qad anzalna alaykum libasan. I have revealed, I have made descend upon you clothing. Yuwari sawatikum. The first purpose of clothing, the basic Purpose of clothing is to conceal your private parts, the parts of the body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to cover. This was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa when they were in Jannat al-Firdaus, and Shaytan misled them, misguided them, Iblis and tempted them. First thing that happened was their satr was removed. The satr was exposed. So they were running around in the gardens of Jannah and they were covering themselves with whatever leaves and branches of Jannah that they could. So it's haya. That you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lost your haya. So we just think haya is all about modesty. One of the greatest signs of a person who has haya is they don't fall into disobedience of Allah ta'ala. This person who has haya does not do anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with, will be upset with. إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسُ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَفَعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, one of the basic principles, usools, that all of the anbiya alayhi wa sallam have taught their followers is إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ. If you do not have haya, sharam, then do whatever you want. Jab insan se Allah ta'ala ne uska sharam aur haya Allah ta'ala usse cheen kar le lete hain, to phir jo marzi chahe karo. Because jo behaya ho, he will do anything. A person who is behaya, behsharam, doesn't care about what people think. It's one of the basic things that stops you from falling into sin. Okay, this is something wrong, I feel uncomfortable. The person first, when initially speaking to the opposite gender, maturity, after the age of puberty, there's that shyness. And then a person does it for so long, and then that shyness is not there anymore. And then it's normal. So what happens is we break through the barrier of haya, we lose our haya. Haya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَشَدَّ حَيَاءً مِنَ الْعَذْرَاءِ فِي بِكْرِهَا. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had more haya than a woman on the night that she is married. So much haya in his dealings, in his approach. And haya is not just with females, but with males. What I'm saying, what words are coming from my mouth? A bare haya person, he will say anything from his mouth. Swear words and bad words, it just comes splurting out when he opens his mouth. Person with haya thinks, I can't say something like this, this is bad. I can't behave like this, this is a bad way to behave. So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the quality of haya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ya ibadi, O my servants, kullukum aarin. So the first purpose of clothing was libasan yuwari sawatikum. That clothing conceals your private parts. Warisha, and the second purpose of clothing is beautification. The beautification, there is nothing wrong with it. Even hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person who has an atom's weight of takabbur, pride, will not enter Jannah. A person who has a atom's weight, jiske dil ke andar zarra barabar takabbur ho, kibr ho, apne ko dusron se behtar samajhta ho, wo jannat mein nahi jane wala, dakhil hone wala. Allah ta'ala hum sab ko hifazat farmaye. So one person said, Ya Rasulullah, there's a person, inna rajula yuhibbu an yakuna thawbuhu hasanun wa sha'ruhu hasanun, aw kama qal. He said, Ya Rasulullah, there's a person, he likes to wear nice clothes and he likes to, you know, have a good appearance for himself, not trying to show off. Some people's tabiat is such, mizaj is such, that they prefer a certain type of clothing. Wo chahte hain ki jo apra acha jo hai kapra ho, pehna sehna acha ho, uska jo khushbu wagaira achi ho. So he asked this question. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is not takabbur. Rather, inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah Ta'ala is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهَا لَعَبْدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala loves to see the effect of His blessings on His servants. I blessed my servant with money, I blessed him with clothes, I blessed him with... But he's not using it, he's not showing it to people. One of the ways of showing gratitude for Allah's blessings is to use them. But to use them in a way that, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me this. And that doesn't just have to be on the tongue, it has to be in the heart. Alhamdulillah. Every time I wear these clothes, Alhamdulillah, you know, I can afford these clothes. Allah Ta'ala has given me the ability. Alhamdulillah, I'm in this house. Allah Ta'ala has given me this beautiful house. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me this amazing. So this is a way of expressing shukr of Allah Ta'ala. If a person is wearing those clothes, if a person is utilizing those things, but they are thinking, you know what, it's mine. I got it, I did it, I want people to know how wealthy I am, I want people to know how prestigious I am, then this is takabbur. But otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person, he was wearing very, very messy clothing. He said, بَيْنَ اللَّهِ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah Ta'ala is beautiful, He loves beauty. Why are you dressing like this? Allah is, you can afford a bit better clothing. You can, you know, hair doesn't have to be so dirty, messy. You don't have to be smelly. Okay? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love perfume. So the purpose is, another purpose of clothing is beautification. Kapre ka ek aur maqsad kya hai? Ke tazayyun. Aur insan apne aap ko jo hai, sawar, kya kehte hain? Sawar. Haan. Apne aap ko khubsurat banaye. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as there is no bad intention. Going in front of people, I need to make sure I'm presentable. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as there's no robe dalna. Ek hota hai na urdu mein robe dalna. Ke log mujhe dekhe, haan bhai, dekho, baap re baap, ye aa gaya. ये इसका कपड़ा, इसका जो है चलने का एक हैयत, इसका गुफ्तगु करने की एक, तो ये सब ये गलत है. A person, he feels, when I go in front of people, I need to make an impression. When I walk, they know I'm here. When I speak, I have to speak like a posh person. Like I've got plums in my mouth. See, they say I've got plums in my mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is one of the most detestable of things. It's not a light thing. I speak in a posh way, make my mouth like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, the people who will be closest to me and most beloved to me, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah, the people who will be most dearest to me, most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, will be the people who have the best of akhlaq, best of character. And the people who will be most despised by me, disliked by me, most furthest away from me on the day of Qiyamah, will be al-tharthaaruna wal-mutashaddiquna wal-mutafahiqun. Tharthaarun, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we know what tharthaarun means. Means mutakabbir, jo shakhs apne aap ko bahut kuch samajhta hai. So someone who is arrogant, takabbur, he will be far away from Allah Ta'ala. And then mutashaddiqun, mutafayiqun. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't know what these two words mean. What is mutashaddiq and mutafayiq? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when they speak like this. You know, jis tarah janwar ghas khata hai, apne muh ko is andaaz mein, to wo baat karne mein apne muh ko is andaaz mein jo hai, banata hai. That when an animal grazes, the way the animal makes his mouth, this person makes his mouth like this when he speaks. Meaning he's trying to speak in a posh way, so he's doing all these things with his mouth, so he creates an impression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, these people will be most furthest away from the day of Qiyamah and most hated by me on the day of Qiyamah. And we think, I'm making an impression with my posh accent, with my fancy vocabulary, with my, you know, articulate, with my method of articulation. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So as long as we don't have this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, clothing is for concealing and it's for beautification. So ya ibadi kullukum arin, O my servants, all of you are clothless, except for the one who I have clothed. Fastaksuni, ask clothing from me, aksukum, I will clothe you. Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una billayli wan nahar, O my servants, indeed you commit sins by night and by day. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, and I can forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. اے میرے بندے, تم رات اور دن ہر لمحہ ہر گلی گناہوں میں مبتلا ہو, حالانکہ میری ذات ایسی ہے کہ میں تمام گناہوں کو معاف کر دیتا ہوں. سو فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, مجھ سے بس معافی مانگ لیا کرو, اغفر لکم, میں تمہیں معاف کر دوں گا. So this hadith, this makes it very clear, بہت واضح, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ جانتے ہیں کہ ہم سے ہر لمحہ ہر گھڑی کچھ نہ کچھ بد عمل, کچھ نہ کچھ کمزوری ہم سے صادر ہو ہی رہے گی. کیوں؟ چونکہ ہم کمزور ہیں. خلق الانسان ضعیفا, اللہ تعالیٰ خود فرماتے ہیں کہ ہم نے انسان کو کمزور پیدا کیا. سو کمزور شخص سے کمزور اعمال ہی صادر ہوں گے. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran that خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, I created you weak. So a weak person is going to have weak actions. Allah ta'ala knows this. So Allah ta'ala himself is saying, look, you are going to be committing sins by day and by night. I know this. يَا كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ, every single son of Adam is a sinner. Every single son of Adam. Sin is part of, this is why they say, insan, the Arabic word, insanun, insan means human being. Many ulama say it's been taken from the word nisyan. Insan has been taken from nisyan. Nisyan means bhul jana. Nisyan means to forget. So the word insan has been taken from the word forget. So human being forgets his way of life, his purpose of life. He makes mistakes, he makes errors. Allah Ta'ala knows, Allah Ta'ala created him weak. So mistakes are going to happen, but never forget that as soon as you make a mistake, you don't forget about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Straight away tawbah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never stay in a hole for too long. Oh, I made a mistake. Ya Allah, how am I going to come out of this mistake? I can't go to the masjid. I'm feeling so down, depressed. Shaitan, it does this. Shaitan makes you do such a sin and then says, you know what? You're just such a disgusting person. Why are you going to the masjid? Why are you going to pious people? Why are you going to a gathering of goodness? You're a disgusting person. You stay in your hole and carry on doing that sin. This is what you deserve. You deserve to be there. You should stay there. But we should never let this mislead us. I made the biggest sin in the world. But never forget, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I forgive all sins. Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, O son of Adam, if your sins were to fill the entire sky, ثم استغفرتني, then you were to come and ask forgiveness from me. غفرت لك ولا أبالي, I would forgive you and I would not even think about it for a second. I would not even hesitate. Okay, you did such a big sin and then you dare come and ask me forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says, your sins can fill the whole dunya. But you come to me and say, Ya Allah, forgive me sincerely with ikhlas. Ya Allah, I have no other place to go except to you. I have no one else to go to. I have no one else to go to for help, for assistance, for goodness, for relief from my problems. Only you can do it. So I know, Ya Allah, I've made a million and billion mistakes, but oh Allah, only I can only come to you. Allah Ta'ala said, I'll forgive you and I won't even hold it against you. Finished. On the day of Qiyamah, this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. التائبُ من الذنبِ كمن لا ذنب له. جو شخص گناہوں سے توبہ کرتا ہے گویا کہ اس کے نامہ عمل میں گناہ ہے ہی نہیں. A person who makes توبہ from sins, it's as if his book of deeds have no record of that sin. It's gone, it's wiped clean. That's why in the court, only in the court of Allah Ta'ala, you have no criminal record. Only in the court of Allah Ta'ala, you have no criminal record. In any other court in the dunya, gee, your record stays. You can be a very good person now, but your record is going to follow you around. There is no magic way to make your record disappear. This person did this bad action, bad action, bad action. Everywhere you go, it flags up. In the court of Allah, as soon as you have made tawbah sincerely, Allah Ta'ala says, it's gone now. That's why yesterday's sinner can be today's waliyu zaman. Yesterday's sinner, kal ka gunahgar, aaj ke jo dunya mein sabse bada waliyu Allah ban sakta hai. Kyunki his sins are all gone. There is nothing hindering him, nothing stopping him from making progress. Whereas someone in the dunya, once he got a criminal record, bichara, he stuck. He was a foolish person at 20 years old, made a very big mistake, and now he's 30, he regrets it. He regrets it, he's a totally different person. But he cannot get over his criminal record. It's going to follow him till his dying breath. But in the court of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, whatever sin you do, I know you're going to sin. Come to me, I will forgive all of your sins. Ya ibadi. Ya ibadi, chalo, I think maybe I should stop there. Yeah, I'll stop there inshallah, I'll continue next week. I wanted to do the shama'il of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe we'll have to do a different time for that. Chalo, koi sawal hai? Any questions? Allah ta'ala mujhe bhi aap sab ko amal karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah bihamdi, shubhanallah bihamdi, astaghfirullah bihamdi.